What do you want me to do for you? The blind man replied, Master, I want to see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When I was taking classes to become a priest, we would have to take a number of scripture classes. And I was very blessed to have my scripture professor, Father Francis Martin. I had him for about 5 or 6 scripture classes. And he was very big on the process of reading scripture, meaning a close reading of the text. To read scripture very carefully, let it wash over you. And when you do that, you discover something. You discover something deeper. And that applies to the gospel this morning or this evening. Here we have the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, calling upon the roadside. And there are two things he does very interesting. One, he calls Jesus, not son of Mary, not son of Joseph, but son of David. Now we might be thinking, well, maybe he's blind, he doesn't know who exactly is on the way. But he knows something deeper here. He knows that Jesus is part of a messianic fulfillment. That is, the Messiah had been promised for 1,500 years before the time of Jesus. And they knew that the Messiah would be somehow from the house of David. And so here this blind man who can't see at all, but he has something. He has the eyes of faith. And he calls Jesus son of David. Now everybody around him tells him, "Don't be quiet." But Jesus hears that and says, "Call him." Now the next thing is the one what I meant by close reading of the text. What does Bartimaeus do next after being called? Scripture says he throws aside his cloak. Now, again, if we have to stop and think about what's going on here, if you're begging alongside the road, that means you have no other house to go to, and your only shelter is your cloak. And here, he throws it aside. Now, why is that significant? Well, because he's blind. I could understand if Scripture would have said, well, he folded it up and put it with the rest of his things so that he could find it when he returned. But he didn't do that. He threw it away. What blind man would do that? None. And so he comes to Jesus with complete trust, with complete abandonment to the Son of David, to the Messiah. And he simply says, I want to see. Now, whenever we hear of sight, blindness in Scripture, it primarily means the spiritual blindness we all have, that we are born with. We are all born blind in the state of original sin. The good news is Jesus came to heal that blindness, to open our eyes of faith. And this is what he has done for Bartimaeus. Go your way, your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. So this blind man who is now healed represents all of us who are trying to find and follow Jesus. We want the eyes of faith too. Hopefully we should be praying for that. Lord, I'm blind to my sin. Help me to see my sins so that I may what? That I may repent of them. Lord, help me to see my neighbor in need. Why? So I can help him or her. Lord, help me to see the poor. Why? So I could help them. Help me see injustice, Lord, so that I can speak out against it. So we're called to have this attitude of heart and mind of prayer, constant prayer, about how we are to live along the way, and that is the way of following Jesus. So we might have some blindness taken away. There might be some things that we still can't see. Some cataracts that are getting in our way of our vision. We still need those cataracts removed, Lord. We might have spots on our eyes that are blinding us still. So this blind man, Bartimaeus, represents all of us in his healing, that healing grace that comes to us through Jesus Christ. And this is what we come to celebrate. We're coming because we recognize we need Christ, that we are all sinners, and we need the grace that flows from Him. So as we continue with this Mass, let us throw aside anything that is keeping us from Christ. Let us throw aside our vices, our sins. Let us put our trust in the Lord Jesus. Let us be examples of Bartimaeus now to others. And our example of following Christ on the way.